This episode is brought to you by Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. In breaking news, leading scientists worldwide are conducting experiments to determine if Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are the perfect combination of peanut butter and chocolate. However, it appears the study was inconclusive, as the scientists couldn't help but eat all the Reese's. Because when you want something sweet, you can't do better than Reese's. Find Reese's now at a store near you.
Greeny with Mike Greenberg, the podcast.
He is back off the bench. I wouldn't quite say better than ever, but Ja Morant returns last night for the Memphis Grizzlies. It's Canty and Carlin in for Greeny on ESPN Radio and on the ESPN app. We are presented by Progressive Insurance. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. That is your connection to the show to be a part of it. You can tweet us as well at Chris Carlin, at Chris Canty 99, at ESPN Radio. So Ja came back last night. Here he is on the emotions being back on the floor after the game.
Before the game, you know, I did some meditation, basically just ease, you know, the nerves, the emotions, you know, I was feeling, you know, coming back. It was a lot, but it kind of helped me. And then, you know, once I, you know, got out there on the court, you know, just seeing, you know, how the fans, you know, reacted to me being back, definitely, you know, helped me a lot, you know, made me, you know, feel good inside. And yeah, man, it was, I don't know, I can't put it in words. You know, I'm kind of numb, you know, right now, but, you know, thankful for everybody.
You know, his father and was it his brother? Somebody else.
His uncle. Yeah.
Were wearing sweatshirts that had his image on it, and it said redemption.
And his daughter. And his daughter, too.
His daughter as well.
His daughter was there.
Well,
and she had a sweatshirt on, too. Yeah.
As I have always said.
It's a new campaign now.
Yes. The cornerstone of any sort of emotional healing is merch, clearly.
Yeah.
And, you know, that, all right, that's going to bug you a little bit, but for Ja, overall, 17-5-4 off the bench. Grizzlies win last night. I'm really trying to figure out how I should feel about the Grizzlies. And yet, Chris, with all of that happening, with him coming back, I can't help but look at what the betting world says at the moment.
Mm.
Right now, the Grizzlies are the fifth favorite in the West to come out of the West, and they are the second seed. They are plus 750 to come out of the West.
Wow.
The Suns, the Nuggets, the Warriors, the Clippers, all in front of them.
The Clippers, even with the Paul George injury?
Yeah, I
mean,
it sounds like
with him being reevaluated in 2 or 3 weeks?
Yeah, I mean, they said sprain knee. They didn't rule it out altogether like he was done for the year, so I think that's probably why they're still in front. But
okay,
I have to say, a plus 750 for the second seed? That's a pretty good value, and it would have me intrigued in terms of the betting market on the Grizzlies, because I still have to look at their talent and understand they're a damn good team. Even if they do have a chip on their shoulder and a couple of issues, I don't know that I would put them that low as far as a team coming out of the West, where the West is not great.
No, it's not great, but I think there are a lot of teams that have championship DNA that are toward the bottom of the playoff seeding. And it's for that reason that the Grizz's odds are a little bit longer, just because of who their first-round opponent might end up being. I mean, there's a good chance that, you know, they could end up playing the Lakers with a healthy LeBron James. Is that a matchup that you think is favorable for the Memphis Grizzlies? I don't. Now, I'm not sitting there saying that the Lakers are going to pull off the upset, because the Grizz will still hold home court, but that's going to be a tough series if that ends up being the case, especially with the way that the Lakers are playing. Did you see Austin Reeves and Anthony Davis last night?
I did.
They look pretty damn good. So all I'm simply saying is that with all of the issues and the controversy surrounding the Memphis Grizzlies and a team that hasn't necessarily had the playoff success that their regular season record the last couple of years would suggest that they would, I can understand why their odds are as long as they are for a team that's in the second seed spot.
Right. All right, so Canty, let me just ask you this flat out. With Ja back, if you are picking one team to come out of the West, who is it? You have to take one team that is going to make the NBA Finals out of the West. It is the
Golden State Warriors.
Wow. You are not buying into the idea that they're going away anytime soon, even though they have been absolutely awful away from home this year.
Yeah, they're awful away from home, but this team plays well. And in a 7-game series, am I crazy to think the Warriors can steal one?
I wouldn't say crazy.
No.
No.
So, yeah.
But steal one is one thing. Come out of the West is another.
Yeah, but I mean, think about the team that they would be matched up with in a playoff series to start off with. They would have the Sacramento Kings. In that series, are you taking the Kings or are you taking the Warriors?
I'm taking the Warriors.
There you go. So yeah. That's my point. Can you trust in the Phoenix Suns with the health of Kevin Durant and DeAndre Ayton and knowing that Chris Paul breaks down in the postseason? Like, I can't trust them.
But I don't know.
Paul George's health throws the Clippers out of whack.
But I don't know
that. We'll see with the Lakers. You don't trust the Denver Nuggets. I'm running through the list of the teams that are going to be in the playoff field. Are you rolling with SGA and the Oklahoma City Thunder?
No, of course not.
Of course you're not. So, I mean, is it crazy? Team that's interesting, Minnesota Timberwolves. Just got Karl Anthony Towns back after several months. We'll see what happens with Ant-Man. But that's a team that also could be interesting to watch. Especially in the first round. All I'm simply saying is this. If you're asking me, feet to the fire, to pick a team that I trust the most in that conference, it's got to be the Golden State Warriors.
Right now, if you make me take a team out of that group, I'm probably taking the Grizzlies, believe it or not. And I know that might be a little bit loco.
Okay.
But I like a younger team that has an edge to them, and I'm not talking about the edge with John Morant. I just like the fact that they want to get in a scuffle, and they want to get in there and mix it up, and they're not afraid of anybody. I like that about them. And I can't sit here and tell you that the Suns are definitively going to get there when it comes to health.
Yeah.
I can't sit there and tell you that I'm going to remotely believe in the Denver Nuggets, okay, even though they have done what they have done this year. The Warriors trouble me. I've watched them too much and seen too much inconsistency to buy in this year. And then the Clippers, I'll believe it when I see it with the Clippers. It's Canty and Carlin on ESPN Radio and on the ESPN app, presented by Progressive Insurance. Still overpaying for a razor in this economy? That's just gross. With Dollar Shave Club, you can get a top-shelf shave at a regular shelf price. Dollar Shave Club is available at a store near you in the men's razor aisle. That's it. That's the ad.
I'm sorry, what? What?
I'm sorry, what?
I'm sorry, what?
I'm sorry, what?
Perk, Kendrick Perkins, ESPN NBA analyst on the NBA Today yesterday. This is him talking about why the Pelicans should trade Zion Williamson.
I would actually trade Zion.
To who?
I would find
somebody.
I would find someone and trade him because, again, you just asked the question about, for us, like, basically, can you trust him to be your franchise guy? And since he came in the league, no, because you can't trust that he's going to be available on the floor. And so when I look at this situation, I'm like, okay, this is starting to be a trend. Like, every single season, we're like, oh, Zion then lost weight. Zion looks healthy. Then all of a sudden, this happens. If I'm the Pelicans, I have Brandon Ingram. I have C.J. McCollum. I have a bunch of young pieces that are over there playing extremely hard, that has a bright future. I would actually consider trading him this offseason, to be honest with you.
Canty, Zion Williamson has returned to on-court activities. That's the most active sentence we have said about him in months. He has returned to on-court activities.
Yeah, and this was the hamstring that kept him out, right? He re-aggravated a hamstring.
Yep.
Yeah.
He has missed more games than he has played in three out of his four NBA seasons. Got the five-year extension worth $193 million guaranteed.
Mm-hmm.
Is Perk right?
It's something that you have to consider. Now, you're not going to get the value in terms of return on investment. No team is going to match that dollar for dollar. So you're talking about a situation where you would be shipping a player off that has superstar potential and getting back the equivalent of, a modest trade package. Not something that's representative of a guy that was the first overall pick, a guy that has the talent that Zion does. So I'm with him in terms of being able to move the Pelicans forward around C.J. McCollum and Brandon Ingram. It's something that you consider, but I just think the upside of Zion is too great to pass on it at this point. You've already made this investment. You owe it to yourself to see it through and, see if Zion can get to the other side of it. Although it's highly unlikely because we haven't seen players that have had this kind of career trajectory get it turned around in the way of injuries, but I just think that the Pelicans have gone so far down this road with Zion. They've invested so much in him that they owe it to themselves to see whether or not he can ultimately pan out.
Here's what I would do if I were the Pelicans. I'd let him come back. I would make sure he's healthy. I would let him play for a while, pray to God he stays healthy for a bit, and then I might look at it. Because these guys don't get less injury susceptible as they get older.
Yeah.
And that's Zion true. Certainly has a body that is going to lend itself to getting injured more often.
Mm-hmm.
I want somebody else to get tantalized to the point where the value goes up before I'm going to trade him. Is it a dangerous game to play? It absolutely is.
Yeah.
But here's what I don't want to do. I don't want to have him come back, play great, and then I talk myself into
and fall in love with it again?
Yeah, exactly. All over again. We have been there before, and we always know going back is a mistake.
I hear you, man, but I mean, this guy is only 22 years old.
I know.
He's only 22. And when he's in the game, he is the most dominant physical force in all of basketball. The most dominant physical force.
Three out of four.
I think it was
years.
D'Angelo Russell said he was playing football where everybody else was playing basketball. That's how physical Zion
are
is.
Are you okay with Zion if Zion has Anthony Davis's career?
Wins a championship?
Well, it was summer camp.
But he won a championship.
Okay.
Yeah, he wins the championship? Yeah. Here's the thing. He is the most dominant physical force in basketball.
I still don't count that championship.
Okay, that's
But let's take the championship out of it. Overall, when you factor in the game, all of that, would you be happy if it was Anthony Davis's career, especially if you're Pelicans, having seen that up close and personal?
Well, I'm just thinking about the Pelicans team as a whole. If you have a healthy Zion Williamson in this Western Conference field, where do you have the Pelicans?
A lot of ifs.
Do you have the Pelicans? Let's not forget now, through the first 2 months of the season, they were at the top or toward the top of the Western Conference standings.
I know.
And that's in large part because of how Zion was playing.
And now they're under 500.
But I can't pull the plug on a kid that's 22 years old. I got to let him grow. I got to let him develop into being a pro, which means learning how to take care of your body.
I can't develop a guy who's not on the floor.
Yeah, but here's the thing. You got to learn how to pick and choose your spots in terms of when you want to show that explosiveness and athleticism, when to dial it back a little bit so you avoid injury. You can't keep your foot on the gas for the entirety of the game, for the entirety of the season.
Man, there's a lot of babying going on right there.
Yeah, you can say it's a lot of coddling, but in this instance, the juice is worth the squeeze because of how dominant we have seen him be.
Look, if you want to continue to ride this ride, just know that at the end of it, heartbreak. That's where heartbreak is. And it's going to come because of these injuries. And I don't believe for a minute. And I loved him as a player in college. I loved him as a player every time we have seen him on the floor.
Okay.
He's never going to have the career that he should have. He is going to be that guy. I can't look at 3 out of 4 years plus getting injured in college and say, this is going to be one of the all-time greats. Not when he cannot stay out.
Let me ask you a question. If Zion can give you 60 games a year, 60 to 65 games a year, you taking that?
It would be amazing.
No, you're taking that?
Yeah. I don't know if he can give me that.
I'm just
I don't know if he can give me 30.
I'm just asking you a question.
I would sign for 60 to 65 games in a freaking heartbeat. There is no idea that I can get that from him.
Well, I mean, he gave it to you 1 year.
Out of four.
He gave it to you 1 year.
Canty and Carlin, ESPN Radio, and on the ESPN app, in for Greeny today. The college basketball season is winding down, and that means the Wendy's Wooden Watch has begun. Go to ESPN.com, search Wooden Watch for the list of the Wooden Award nominees to watch as the season rolls on. North Carolina's Armando Bacot has announced he will return for a fifth season in Chapel Hill. Greeny. It's brought to you by Wendy's. 2 for $6, the best deal in fast food. On the way, you need answers to your questions. And there's only one person that can deliver it. In a segment we call Kenny or Canty. It's next. Greeny on ESPN Radio.
For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call clickgrainger.com or just stop by.
This podcast is proud to be supported by Jet's Pizza, the number one pick in Detroit-style pizza. Why? It's simple. Jet's is better. With the thickest, crispiest, cheesiest Detroit-style pizza in the country, there's no competition.
Right now, get $5 off any 8-corner pizza with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Go to JetsPizza.com to learn more and find a location near you. Again, try Jet's signature 8-corner pizza and get $5 off with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Jet's Pizza. Better because it has to be.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Greeny, the podcast. The question is simple. Can he or can't he? But only one man can answer.
That's correct. It is simple, but there is only one answer, and it can only come from one place. And that one place is Chris Kennedy.
Hello. It's the game that's sweeping the nation.
It is. And so we begin by rapid-fire questions at Chris Canty and get a quick answer. Can Joe Douglas acquire Aaron Rodgers without giving up a first-round pick? Kenny or Canty?
He can, and with him flipping Elijah Moore for a second-round pick, now arming them with two picks, number 42 and number 43 overall, I'm imagining that Joe Douglas, as we get closer to the draft, will proposition Brian Gutekunst, the Packers GM, with those two second-round picks in order to consummate the Aaron Rodgers trade deal. Now, we've seen the Jets do this once upon a time before the draft, moving up from the 6th overall spot to the number 3 overall spot, flipping 3 second-round picks in order to draft one Sam Darnold. Didn't work out so well for the Jets then. I think it'll work out a little bit better if they get Aaron Rodgers.
I think it will, too, and I'm excited to eat well. Do they have mozzarella sticks at this restaurant?
I hope so.
That is Canty paying for my dinner when it comes around on this wager. I love it. Time for the Boost Mobile Tournament Preview. And with that, here is this simple question. Can Tom Izzo lead his Michigan State Spartans into the Elite Eight for the 11th time, Kenny or Canty?
Why can he, big fella? He's got 8 Final Four appearances since 1999. He's got a 54-23 NCAA tournament record. Tom Izzo, one of the best big game coaches in the business, especially when it gets to tournament time. So, yes, I think Tom Izzo can get this team past Kansas State and into the Elite Eight.
Here's what you don't do. You don't bet against Tom Izzo. Switch to Boost Mobile for the power to save on one of America's largest 5G networks. Can Joel Embiid get the 76ers to their first NBA Finals since 2001, Kenny or Canty?
I'm going to say he can. He's on his way to winning his first MVP, but the thing that I love about what they did this offseason, they went out and got more depth. They got De'Anthony Melton, a good backcourt defender and a good scorer off the bench. They also went out and got PJ Tucker, who's a great wing defender and a guy that can knock down corner three, somebody that can help space the floor when Embiid is out there. So I like this Sixers team. James Harden, if he can show up to the party and continue to facilitate and knock down open shots and score when necessary, then this is a team that can make an NBA Finals run. I think right now, the way they're playing, they are the team to beat in the East.
You have become a Sixers apologist. Can Shohei Ohtani and Mike Trout finally get the Angels to the playoffs? Can they or can't they?
I'm going to say they can't. As great as Shohei Ohtani is, you're talking about a Cy Young caliber pitcher. I don't trust the rotation behind him. Mm-hmm. I don't trust the rest of the Angels pitching staff, and I'm not sure that this organization is going to do
much. I don't know that I could name 3 of them.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't even know.
Well, you know Tyler Anderson and Patrick Sandoval.
Sure.
You know those two guys.
I mean, I know who they are, but I wouldn't have guessed them right.
Yeah, but my whole point is
I'm trying to make that point for you.
You don't trust the pitching staff, and I don't think that the organization, with ownership being in flux, is going to go out and make the moves at the trade deadline to bring on the kind of pitching that it's going to take to make a push in that in the West. So I don't see them getting to the playoffs.
Christopher, can Odell Beckham Jr. have a 1,000-yard season on the right team? Can he or can't he?
I'm going to say he can't, because I don't see Odell as a guy that's going to step in and be a big numbers player. I think he's going to be the third receiver in whatever receiver room he steps into. And you're just not going to get the target share. You're not going to get the touches to have those types of numbers. But what you're hoping is that he can be a factor late in the regular season and in the playoffs like we saw with the Rams a couple of years ago.
Christopher, Can Bill Belichick win a playoff game without Tom Brady? Can he or can't he?
He can't. He can't. When you look at the rest of the division, unless the Patriots go out and take a big swing at quarterback, I don't see them being any better than fourth in the AFC East. Do you?
No.
I don't see it happening. So if that's the case, I don't see them punching their ticket to the playoffs. You got to get to the playoffs in order to win a postseason game. And right now, I don't know. I just don't see Bill Belichick being able to do it. They took advantage of a down AFC East when Mac Jones was a rookie. I don't see that being the case anytime in the foreseeable future.
It's about the players, and Bill on offense right now does not have them. That was a brilliant, brilliantly executed segment of Kenny or Canty on your part. Well done.
Thank you, brother. I appreciate
it. Very, very excited for that.
Not a big Patrick Sandoval fan?
Not a big Angels baseball fan. Other than Ohtani or Trout, I'm sorry. I can't get too fired
Jose
up.
Jose Suarez doesn't move the needle for you?
I'll tell you what. Even I'm having a little trouble after the WBC getting fired up for the season. But I just want to see. And by the way, one thing about that. I just want to see the pitch clock and how it all plays together. Rob Manfred did say the other day that there would be a couple of slight alterations to the rules changes. I wonder what that's going to look like. And he said they'd probably come at some point this week.
You know who we're not going to have on our show when those rules changes, in fact, do come through?
Rob Manfred?
Jeff Passan.
Well, that's a problem. We have now reached out to try to at least get an explanation from Jeff Passan. And Cam,
I'm boycotting Jeff Passan.
No text back from Jeff so far.
No response.
I just texted him about 30 minutes ago. Hey,
I'm not surprised he probably didn't save your number, Cam.
Oh. This is 3 days in a row I'm trying to get Jeff on for this exact segment. And
oh,
so far, we're 0 for 3.
Off?
Yeah.
Oh, did we turn our phone off? We're not going to get back to those guys?
Okay. Yeah.
Hey, I'm really sorry. It sounds like crocodile tears to me right now.
Sounds like Jeff Passan is ghosting us, is what it sounds like.
Canty.
And I feel a way about it.
Yeah, I understand it. This is a very interesting question. And I thought about it for a long time this morning, and we will discuss the answer in just moments. If you were in prison and you escaped from prison, where is the first place you would go? And where, perhaps more importantly, besides the police station, would you not go?
Okay.
We're going to get an answer to that in just moments. I smell a green list. Canty and Carlin, ESPN Radio.
Greeny, the podcast.
If you were in prison and you broke out and you went through everything you did to break out, where is the first place you are going? Where are you not going? Because we've got evidence leading to where you're not going in just a moment.
Mm.
Canty and Carlin, ESPN Radio, in for Greeny, coming to you live from the Seaport, brought to you by Grey Goose. First up, a little bit of news. Tony Pollard, the Cowboys running back, has signed his franchise tag, according to ESPN's Todd Archer from ESPN NFL Nation, covers the Cowboys. He is due $10.091 million this year. They have until July 17th to negotiate a long-term deal. So
Smart by him.
Yeah, and you said something to me a second ago about Saquon Barkley off of that thought.
Yeah, but let's just touch on the Tony Pollard of it all first. You sign the tag, so that means you're locked in at that $10 million this year.
Yeah.
That means that takes the Dallas Cowboys out of any potential discussions with the Tennessee Titans or any of the other running backs that are demanding a trade. Remember, Austin Eckler wants a trade from the L.A. Chargers.
Yeah.
You know, the Titans are shopping Derrick Henry. If you're Tony Pollard, knowing that you're coming off with a broken ankle, it behooves you to lock in your spot with the Dallas Cowboys for $10 million this year.
Very smart. And
yes,
for Austin Eckler, who we all agree is a tremendous player, the market seems very scarce at the moment because there is way too much supply and not nearly enough demand.
Yeah, but the Cowboys would have been one of those teams
that's
going for it. And a player like Austin Eckler, who scored the most touchdowns over the last 2 years of anybody in the NFL, would make a ton of sense there.
All right, the Saquon part of it at this point, because the Giants still have not, Saquon has not signed the franchise tag, and they have not been able to work out any kind of a long-term deal.
Yeah, and the Giants went to him during the bye week last year and offered him somewhere in the range of $12 to $13 million per year, and Saquon Barkley didn't take it. His biggest leverage was the Daniel Jones contract negotiations. If the Giants would have been able to get Saquon under contract, it probably takes a little bit of leverage away from Daniel Jones because the Giants don't have to worry about tagging Saquon Barkley.
Yep.
So with that situation playing out the way it did, I can understand why Joe Shane, the GM for the Giants, wouldn't be in any rush to acquiesce to whatever Saquon Barkley is asking for.
And then there's the thought about guaranteed contracts and where this is all headed. In case you didn't hear Ozzie Newsom yesterday, he was on with Bernie Kosar on his show and was asked about how the Deshaun Watson contract has impacted them.
Every club has to do what they have to do with contracts, with drafting. You know, I got enough problems dealing with this club that, you know what, I can't, you know, I don't worry about what other people right. do. But, you know, our owner, you know, did say that, you know, that contract did create some problems. Yeah, now, yeah. what we have to figure out, is that going to be the norm or is that an outlier? And we don't know. No.
Was that Bernie Kosar's co-host who was laughing that loud?
I think it might have been.
Okay. Well, yeah. whatever. Odd that Ozzie would say, first of all, confirmed everything that we basically already knew when Steve Bisciotti came out and was annoyed about that contract, that it is, absolutely has impacted them. But the fact that at the end there, he kind of sneaks in, yeah, I don't know exactly how it's going to play out here.
Yeah, and I think that has more to do with seeing what happens with guys like Jalen Hurts, Joe Burrow, and Justin Herbert, who are first-time contract extension eligible. If those guys can leverage fully guaranteed extensions, then it becomes the norm, what we saw from Deshaun Watson last year. If they don't, then what Watson got was an outlier. So the Lamar of it all, I just think as a matter of principle, both sides are dug in their respective positions, and they're waiting to see how the rest of the league reacts. Now, when you talk about guys like Joe Burrow and Justin Herbert and Jalen Hurts, that's the future of the NFL. And Lamar Jackson fancies himself as one of those quarterbacks, a guy that could be the marquee for the league, and certainly somebody that's deserving of a fully guaranteed deal. This has very little to do with skill set and whether or not a player is actually, you know, one of the top quarterbacks in the NFL, as much as it has to do with the owners not wanting to change the power dynamic between owners and players.
Well, and they're at least using the health in there as part of their excuse, but
that has nothing to do with it.
It doesn't
that
feel has, like it has more to do with it.
No, it doesn't. And anybody that would suggest
it's convenient for them.
Well, anybody else that's suggesting that is carrying the water for the NFL. The NFL is hiding behind that. The Ravens are hiding behind that. But what they really don't want to happen is for players to get guaranteed contract and have the kind of leverage against the owner or the club like we saw with the Brooklyn Nets and Kevin Durant. Or Kyrie Irving in the Brooklyn Nets. You know, you just don't want that to happen. That's what the NFL owners want to try to avoid at all costs. And so that's why Steve Bisciotti doesn't want to be the one to follow up what Jimmy Haslam did, and they're going to wait and see what happens around the rest of the NFL.
If you're looking for someone to budge here, I would not look in Lamar Jackson's direction because it has felt all along that he was going to stick by his principles on this.
Yep.
And Lamar Jackson, I had this conversation. I mean, it might have been with Bart at one point. Or maybe you and I did. I don't remember who it was with. I know that's a big difference.
Right, I was about to say, damn.
No. It definitely was not with you. It might have been with Bart.
Okay.
And the idea that Lamar Jackson came from not very much in South Florida.
Okay.
And so when you tell him you've got so much to lose when he's already got $30 million in the bank, that may not resonate as much as it would with other people because he's already been to the point where he didn't have very much
sure.
and understands what that looks like and knows where he is in life now. So he may feel like it doesn't matter to me as much. I'm going to stick by my principles in this thing.
Oh, well, he's a principled man.
Yes.
Like everybody in the world is telling him he needs an agent, and you know because everybody is saying that he's not going to get an agent. You've seen from some of the things he's put out on social media that he's not interested in going with conventional wisdom, which is why he should scare the hell out of Steve Bisciotti, the owner of the Ravens, and every other owner in the NFL, because I think he's going to be dug in on this. And until he moves, the Baltimore Ravens can't move. Like, they're in danger of an entire season being thrown away because they got a $32 million cap hold for a quarterback that's probably not willing to play without financial guarantees beyond 2023.
Canty and Carlin in for Greeny on ESPN Radio and on the ESPN app. Nuno sent me this story. Of course, hashtag Nuno, now of the KJM morning show.
He's dead to me, by the way.
Why is Nuno dead to you?
We had a blow up on the KJM show, and I thought Nuno would be on my side because I helped win a Super Bowl for his favorite team. That would be the New York Giants. And he completely threw me under the bus.
No, politically, Nuno's going to straddle the fence and go whichever way is going to, you know, basically work in his favor for the long term.
Right now,
you don't benefit Nuno.
Yeah, he's like a politician, that guy.
Jeff Passan and now Nuno. Canty's making a lot of enemies.
Yeah, I'm making
a
list.
Still no word from Passan?
No, never got text back.
And when I make a list, I write it down in pen and I laminate it. Just so you know.
I made a list. Check it twice.
Grudge list. So Nuno passed this on to me. Two inmates in Virginia escaped prison. They did it by digging a hole in the wall with primitive made tools out of a toothbrush and metal object, and then used untied rebars inside the wall to aid them for the rest of their escape. So this is true Shawshank Redemption, Andy Dufresne type material.
That's definitely getting scrappy with it.
It is.
They are scrappy.
And then after they got out, Canty, they came across two containment walls that they had to scale to get out of the prison. So not only that, they cut through all the walls. God knows how long that took. That's not a one-night job with a toothbrush and a metal object. I mean, that's probably 6 months to a year at least to try to get there. So, and then you got to scale the walls.
Okay.
So they scale the walls. After getting out, over the walls, they were found the next morning at an IHOP in Hampton, Virginia. At an IHOP. Now, one thing I will not stand for is any besmirching of the good folks at IHOP.
Yeah, we're not going to disparage IHOP.
It is an international house of pancakes, and I have respect for that.
Stuffed French toast with bacon? Oh, it's outstanding.
And you would be the guy that would order French toast at the International House of Pancakes.
The stuffed French toast is great. I love it.
Okay.
What do you want from me?
Listen. Here's the point, though. Are you going to a sit-down restaurant in the area in which your prison was, and you know that your face is everywhere immediately, and what happened? A couple of customers in the restaurant recognized him, called the cops. Is that what you're doing first thing? Not when you get out of prison, when you break out of prison.
What I would say to you is we can never underestimate how bad prison food is. Mm-hmm. And maybe it was worth it for them to tunnel for 6 months to a year to scale a couple of walls just so they could have that one meal.
Well, thankfully, Canty, I have a list.
The list is what determines who matters in this business.
Green List.
And the Green List is sponsored by our good friends at Sherwin-Williams. Ask Sherwin-Williams and save 35% on points and stains March 24th through April 3rd. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. By the way, the folks from Sherwin-Williams probably thought they were getting like a top five NBA players of all time list.
No, not today.
No.
Not today.
This is the five places I would not go after escaping from prison.
All right, what you got?
Five places I would not go.
Number five.
White Castle. Now, we know that White Castle has its time and place, correct?
Yes.
But what do I need
to be? Usually when you consume White Castle, the place needs to be at home.
Well, this is the point. I'm escaping. I need to be nimble. I need to be agile. I need to be able to make my way around in a quick fashion.
You don't need your stomach to be bubbly.
No. No. White Castle, we love you too. And this is nothing personal. But you know what we're talking about. You know.
Number four.
This is just on principle. You talk about Lamar Jackson being a man of principle. I'm not getting chain pizza. I'm not doing that just on principle.
No chain pizza.
No chain pizza.
No Domino's, no CC's, no Caesars, none of that.
No. And that is just me personally, my principle. That's all.
Number three.
Not getting gas station food. Yes, I have to be on the run, but is a roller hot dog going to get it done for me at that point? I don't think so.
I mean, gas station's obscure. People probably wouldn't recognize you because you're in and out, you know.
I don't know. I think there'd be a lot of wanted posters around a gas station. Like, that would be a place where somebody like me would easily. Plus, I got to factor in, it's me. I'm going to stick out like a sore thumb because I look like a thumb. So when that's the case, I am not going to gas station and I am not going to get a hot dog that has been sitting on a roller for 4 days. So that is not only out of convenience, that is out of just looking forward to what I'm trying to do the right way.
Okay.
Number two.
Burger King.
What did Burger King do wrong?
They know what they did.
What did they do?
They know what they did. Let's just say Burger King and I have had a beef for a very long time, and they know what they did.
Really?
1992, drive-through, Madison, New Jersey, Burger King, two burgers, two fries, $2 special, ran out of burgers. No. You call yourselves the Burger King, and you run out of burgers? No, we're done. We're done.
Wow.
I did have
You've
an incident.
You've been carrying around this grudge
I
for
did
decades.
Have, well, I did have an incident, and I was asked to never return to that Burger King.
Wow.
Again.
Have you boycotted since then? Have you ever had one?
I have had it since then, but as they say, any port in a storm.
Number one,
I would not go to the Cheesecake Factory. You know why? Little too fancy.
The Cheesecake Factory?
Let's just say that's your only option. I'd probably keep going. Love the Cheesecake Factory, but I'm probably in dingy clothes, looking like a dirtbag. I need to find some more of my own people. Where am I probably going? Maybe Waffle House, but I'm not going.
A Denny's? Are you going to the Denny's?
Absolutely.
The Huddle House, maybe?
All I'm telling you, these are five places I would not go. And I would not go to the Cheesecake Factory. Why? Because they will be shipping my ass back to jail within minutes.
You just focused on all of the food places you wouldn't go.
Well, duh.
Thanks for listening to Greeny the Podcast. You can listen live each weekday morning at 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio. Or watch the show through the Watch tab on the ESPN app. Also catch Greeny on Get Up, weekday mornings at 8 on ESPN. And also available wherever you get your podcasts.